Olin Tangi. This is Krista Davis, Olin Tangi's Chief Communications Officer. And on this episode of our Hello Olin Tangi podcast, Berlin High School government teacher Michael LaFlamme is joined by two students to discuss how he gets his classes involved to learn about local, state, and even national government. We are recording and releasing this episode leading up to the November 2024 election, but Mr. LaFlamme's class, project, and content remain consistent and aren't tied to an election year. Now I will let Mr. LaFlamme, Carson, and Sakura share more about their experiences.
Hello, Olin Tangi. This is Michael LaFlamme, AP government teacher and government teacher at Olin Tangi Berlin High School.
My name is Carson. I am a senior at Olin Tangi Berlin High School, and I play lacrosse.
My name is Sakura. I am a junior at Olin Tangi Berlin High School, and I am in the marching band.
All right. So we have a couple students here, and I brought them in due to the amount of civic engagement, which there's so many peers. Carson was a student that had last year, and he came to mind because I knew about his passion for law, and he was recommended for a summer program along with a few other students. And then Sakura has been in the classroom and a part of, like, us at Olin Tangi Berlin for quite some time. And finally, we're privileged enough to have her in our class this year as a junior after all the election. So a big part of the class experience for us at Olin Tangi Berlin for AP Government is this project. And the project came about just due to, I realized I had students with talents that are like past the book or past any sort of, we'll say, material. It's just like, let's go out there and be active and engaged. So it's a choice project to where I'd have an idea, well, let's do this, another idea, let's do this, and then each item, you know, comes with a point value due to time commitment. So working the full day election is the most points because if anybody works an election, that is like a 14, 15-hour commitment on the day and some training to where signing someone registered to vote, very big deal. That's worth less but still significant in all its own. And it's a way to, like, bring people along. So almost every part of this project – you have to bring someone along, like watch a Sunday morning news show with your parents or an older sibling. You're bringing someone along, registering to vote, creating a poster for voting and advocacy. So it's not just for someone to, like, listen to material and then they're regurgitating it, which there's nothing wrong with that. But this is like democracy is like a team sport. And that is like the origins of the project with a lot of choice.
And I'm going to add something really quick. And one thing I feel like is really awesome about this project and, like, makes AP Gov, like, a lot different in a good way from other histories is, like I said, it's, like, you're going outside of the classroom. And it's, like, I remember, like, after homecoming, me and my friend, we were, like, what should we do? Like, what should we do? And, like, we wanted to do something, but we didn't know what. And so we went to this, like, Vietnam Memorial that they set up or whatever. And so I have pictures of, like, me and my friend in our homecoming dresses, like, after going to the Vietnam Memorial. Because it's just, like, but it's just, it proves that, like, you can just take a friend and you can have fun. I know so many people, like, we just, like, had the firehouse on Sunday or whatever. And, like, so many people were there and they just have, like, a good time. Like, it's not something where it's, like, oh, yeah, we're just doing it for points and, like, the project. But it's, like, you're just genuinely having a good time. People just, like, seem, like, happy and excited about what they're doing. And I just feel like that's what makes AP Gov is, like, and that's what makes, like, civic engagement. Like, you know, it's, like, you're actually really genuinely engaging. You're not just doing it for the points. You're doing it to really be a part of the community. So
it definitely gives students an opportunity who may not perform as well in the classroom to sort of find that love for government outside of books and textbooks and this is the lecture, this is what you need to know. It sort of allows for outside experience.
I overlook some of the things to where going to Board of Education meetings, like that's a commitment. Also going to township meetings. For those that miss this Sunday, they're going to actually go to a township meeting, which might not seem like the most exciting, but it's also the most like attaching and closest to you because it's going to impact you directly. And there's just like all these different little opportunities. Like in the wintertime, one of them will be the Day of Service for Dr. King Day. So that's a special part of the winter project. And again, that is directly connected to the community and you're bringing people along. So with that, Carson, since you've experienced a full year of AP Government. What are some of like the takeaways that you have received from the class?
I think overall it was a very beneficial class, something that I am extremely happy that I took. And I think that Mr. LaFlamme provided a lot of opportunities for every student in his class to succeed and to be a part of their community and sort of enjoy the class and find their way.
Thank you. Sakura, so we've seen you over the years, you know, through the just being in the social studies hallway and having a passion. What are some of the things that you're able to pick up? Because you have now have taken every social studies class, if we include this year.
Yeah, except that's, psych.
Yeah, except for psych. So what is some of the things that you're noticing that's a little bit different from the AP Government versus all the other classes?
So that was one thing that I was like kind of nervous about going into this year and going into AP Gov is like I was obviously really excited because I'd done like I mean obviously I've worked elections and stuff, but I knew that like it was going to be a different format because with the other histories it's very much like textbook based and like you kind of just like do reading guides and stuff like that. But with AP Gov it's a lot more like interactive and more just like understanding like kind of like concepts and stuff like that. So I was nervous, but I mean it's definitely different, but it's like it's really more engaging and more like instead of just like sitting again at the textbook and just making notes, it's like you kind of like what the project that we have or whatever, you go out into the community and you like do things. And I think it's like it's really awesome and like just kind of seeing like how what I learned can be applied outside of the classroom.
Yeah. So because we've had Carson last year, which is great that we have a student that is an alum per se, for that participatory democracy project, a couple of the things, what are a couple of the things that you found the most meaningful? I know I ask you all that when you present. So we did it twice in the fall and the winter. So
I think working the election definitely gives you sort of this, if not outside look on things and behind the scenes look, it gives you just that preparation for the election. Because as someone who has never voted before, and as I know a bunch of my peers who took the class had never voted before, seeing what behind the scenes looks like, it makes you a little less nervous when you go to actually submit your ballot.
So you worked election night. Can you just add a little bit to that? Because I have no idea what that looks like because I'm actually working the election like Sakura has.
Yeah, it was definitely a little bit crazy. A lot of people moving around, a lot of moving parts that had to go one way or another. But I think everybody got their job done and it was sort of putting ballots in boxes, making sure the boxes were where they needed to be, making sure people had what they needed to have, make sure stuff was needed to be checked, and sort of just make sure everything runs smoothly so that the ballots, there is no need for a recount.
Yeah, and this is at the Delaware County Board of Elections, for those that are listening and what we're describing. So this isn't at the actual place, whereas I'm going to now hand it off to someone that is quite the alum of working the election days.
It's definitely kind of crazy because, like, the machines that you use for, like, casting your ballot and just, like, kind of, like, checking in, it's, like, a lot of just, like, setup. And, like, the most of the people that I worked with, they knew what they were doing. So it's kind of like me just hanging in the background, kind of being, like, unsure about what was going on. But when I, like, finally kind of, like, got to, like, working stuff, like, it just was really cool because it's, like, I got to see how, like, people were so excited to, like, cast their ballots and, like, really just be a part of their community. And, like, they all had, like, opinions about things, but it was, like, in a good way and, like, wanting to make, like, the country better. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it was just really cool. Like, that's kind of why I just keep coming back is just, like, seeing all these people, like, just so many different types of people, like, coming in and, like, voting and just, like, you know, like participating in their community. It's just, I don't know, it was really cool to see. And so I just want to keep seeing it over and over again.
I'd say it wasn't necessarily a project that was given, but more of an opportunity that you presented me at the end of the year that I think had the most impact on me and something that really shaped my sort of outlook on the law and the government and all of the above there was the Ohio State Moretz Justice for All summer camp. It was a week-long excursion where we learned about anything the law related, from civil to criminal to individual cases to learning about how to read in a law library to finding specific books to visiting the Supreme Court Justice Center of Ohio to visiting even as small as sort of the police training academy, which I thought was very interesting and something that I will hold as a memory for a long time.
And then Sakura, what are you looking forward to like this year? Sorry to put you on the spot.
I'm definitely excited to work the election again, but just as more of like actually understanding like the basis of things and like kind of understanding like how like laws work a lot more because I'm taking in like AP government before, because before it was like I just kind of understood the technology and stuff. Now that I keep coming back, but now I feel like I'm coming in with more of like a understanding of like government in general more than I had before. And so I feel like it's going to be interesting, like, you know, understanding that from more of like a student like knowledge perspective, and then also just like kind of to see like, okay, so I worked the election, and then I think we're doing like a round two of this project, didn't you say? And like the winner. So yeah, I'm excited for that as well. Just like to see like any more opportunities, because obviously I kind of knew about the election for this one, and so I was like, okay, yeah, obviously I'm going to do that. But it's like seeing like what we're doing in the winter, like I'm excited for that as well.
The winter time is when we start to get a lot of students registered to vote, and then this is like a brag of our students. It was hard to find people to register to vote for the project in the fall because we had registered a lot from the months of like January to like May, and it's just like, what a wonderful, you know, it was difficult for you all to find people, but it's like, now that'll be easy because people will be turning 18 once we get on the other side of the new year. So I'm excited for you guys on that one. So the class, there's a lot with the project that I believe that makes us unique, but also the other aspect that makes us unique is like we are current events, the class concepts or curriculum. And what that looks like is every day we're hitting upon current events and then we'll connect it to curriculum. And sometimes it fits perfectly or other times it's like we'll get to it, but we're just providing additional context and what that looks like this year. And I got this idea from John Carmichael at Orange. So really, he didn't ask for a mentee, but it happened when I was at Orange. So like the class concept part or current events, the class concepts, got the idea from him. And it's like this year, with it being an election year, now that we finished knowing what the president does, we're going to go to like ideology and elections, whereas Carson's year last year, we went to the Supreme Court because there was not an election for Congress or the president. So it's very much so current events of class concepts and how we structure everything. So every time we're in class, we are doing current events. And this year, like they're journaling it. So they're going to have a gift when they leave of a journal of every current event to where they are at in election year. Sarah, you missed out.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I wish there was an AP government too, because I would have loved to be in the class during a election year. Like, it's a presidential election. It's the big one.
Yeah, but still, but we didn't run short on things to talk about.
Oh, definitely not. Every day there was something new, current events wise, that always seemed to me that you had control of the news because somehow, some way it connected to the lesson that day. So.
Yeah, and I will say what's really cool too about being like election year and doing AP Gov is like I feel like a lot of times you just watch like the vice presidential debates or like the presidential debates and you're just very much like more in like a kind of like fan way watching it, or like you pick a side. But it's like when we have to do for our project where we actually really have to analyze like what they're saying and like the like reasoning behind like, I don't know, what they're saying, it's like you kind of really understand it from like a political view and you can kind of just look at it without as much bias and just kind of understand, like, I don't know, you can just understand the country better and more, instead of like a very much like, oh, I pick this person for president or this person. It's more about like, what are they actually saying and what are you doing? And I feel like Mr. LaFleur does a really good job of like teaching us to look not with bias, but with like just like kind of like student like knowledge and understanding about the topic.
It is addicting to try to find like that right article or that right thing from a news outlet, and I am very, very strict on what I consume. You guys heard this in the classroom, because I'm trying to find the teaching and learning opportunity, and it definitely is because of like you all, and you guys are receptive to it, so it is reciprocal.
Definitely, definitely. Your ability to present news articles that are unbiased and sort of just let us absorb it how we will and let our opinions form instead of pushing any ideals on us and sort of just letting us build our own personality and opinions and ideas based on the information that has been given to us and all of the information, and sort of bringing that together to create our ideas.
What's next? When the election day happens, it'll be exciting. Now, we may not know the results for the presidency just due to different states and their counting, but We will be presenting these projects on that Thursday and Friday of that week. So that'll be exciting to hear the students talk about, like, the work that they did. It's really more of a celebration. It's not about the points. It's like to celebrate them and to show off to peers, and each things will be more meaningful to them. And then all throughout the year, we're going to have like a lot of fun things, like the round Thanksgiving. It's just like, we're bringing in cake the Tuesday before Thanksgiving break. There is a concept, federalism, but it is like more of a celebration, and there's so many other parts throughout the year that we try to make it individual and unique, and the current events can always guide us to some other good creative ideas.
The federalism cake was definitely the tastiest part of last year.
So this isn't to make light. It is a reality. It's such a commitment for students to sign up for that. And one of the things I like to reiterate, and they're going to speak in their own voices, they can take these skills or these experiences with them for when they go to college or become citizens and so on. So I'd like to take a step back and let Carson go first.
Definitely. So as a senior in high school, I am working on applying to colleges and writing my college application and making it so I can go explore the world and have my wings. And I think a lot of the opportunities that he has given me have been about 50% of the activities I've put on my college application. And I think they're going to be game changers in whether or not I get into that school. If there's a student that, say, has my same grade point average, same class rank, same sort of activities, but I partook in something that Mr. LaFlamme gave me, and that's the one thing I have. That's the difference between getting into college and not getting into the college that I want to get into, which is something that I hold near and dear to my heart, and why LaFlamme is one of my favorite teachers, if not my favorite.
And then for me, it's like, obviously as a junior, I'm not like, I'm kind of more just in the touring college like phases, but like even just like beyond college, like I just feel like this is like what LaFlamme has taught me has really helped me with like just like life every day and just like really understanding things deeper. And like another class I'm in is civil and criminal law with Mr. Comenda, great guy. But like even just like him teaching me stuff about like law and stuff like that, it's just like kind of it really just like changes the way you see things. And before, when you like hear certain things or like look at certain news articles, you're just like, oh yeah, okay, whatever. But like now it's like I have a deeper understanding about it. And again, with watching presidential debates and like understanding, like I just understand the presidency, I understand the judicial branch and the legislative branch, and I understand like how laws are made and stuff like that. And I just feel like it really just impacts the way I see the world and what I want to do with my future. And like just as like somebody who wants to be a future teacher, seeing how LaFlamme teaches and like really just like he cares about his students and he wants like not just the grades, but he wants like really just like the impact on your life. And it's like, I want to do that for like my future students. You know what I'm saying? I want to impact their lives more than just a grade card or a class. You know what I'm saying? I want it to go beyond the classroom.
Thank you all for sharing about Mr. LaFlamme's AP government project and how our high school students are making an impact locally while learning about issues affecting our country. And be sure to say hello to our Olin Tangi students as they volunteer at the polls, attend township or board of education meetings, or serving our community in other ways. So until we say hello again, goodbye, Olin Tangi.